Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
We put the question out there, if blank happens at work today, I'm quitting, and I'm bummed because we had one girl on hold named Katie, but she, I don't know if her call dropped or if she hung up, but apparently she's a school teacher and there's a bit of a head lice problem.
Oh, gross.
So she said, if one more kid today head lice, it's my last day.
Oh, did y'all have to check in class?
Yes.
How embarrassing. Like, we would have to sit at our desk.
Yes.
And the nurses came around and would go through our scalps to try to find lice.
Ugh.
And the thing is, you're in front of everybody else. So
really?
If any kid is caught with lice, then that's the gross kid, dirty kid that has to leave the room.
And so they make them stand up and walk out right there?
Yes, everybody is in front of everybody.
Have you ever seen lice on a kid?
Uh-uh.
Ugh, I found it once when I was babysitting.
Oh.
What does it look like?
It's just this little white thing. It's like hard to tell what it is, but once you find it, and then they're everywhere, and then you feel like it's all over you, and you get the crawlies. I completely understand why she would quit today.
Well, that's going to make Chris feel like, hey, my job isn't that bad. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Actually, I got two things that my job, if my job doesn't give us more bathroom stalls and more gas money to get to work,
mm-hmm.
I'm just damn quit.
Now, what do you do for a living? You don't have to say specifically where you work, but give us.
I work at this auto insurance company.
Okay.
Up in Sandy Springs, and we have two bathroom stalls, and there's people that come in there in the men's room specifically.
Mm-hmm.
That just blow up the bathroom like there's like there's no one else that needs to use the bathroom. They give you something to put down on the stall and everything like that, but they just go to town. Like they're at home.
It's enough. It's enough to make you quit your job.
Just about.
Now I want to go to the other thing you said. You said if they don't give you more money for gas.
Yeah.
Like why?
I need a raise. Like the MARTA line. Luckily, there's one bus that runs up that far.
Right.
Okay. And it stops maybe like a block and like a half a block from my job. So I take the MARTA. I don't have a problem. But it's just that, man, I mean, really, come on. Like, something, either we need to, like, get a, like, a buddy ride from the medical center to our job. Because a lot of people are really complaining. Like, half of our office doesn't even come in throughout the entire week.
Now, like, when you sit down and have your meeting with the boss today, are you going to, what order are you going
to? Actually, I'm not coming to work today. We have a 4-day work week.
Oh, okay.
So we work four 10-hour days.
Well, then
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of cool.
4 days on, 3 days off?
Yeah, I would hang on to that job if I were you. That's a cool gig.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to hang on to it. It's cool. But, yeah, just the bathroom thing is just ridiculous.
You got to plug your nose and just do it.
Yeah, tell them
to flush and go. Flush is like
courtesy flush.
Yeah, you get your fresh air on the 3 days that you're not working.
Right.
Like, unfortunately for Chris, there's people right now listening angry at him the same way they're angry at Desperate Housewives Girl. He's got a 4-day work week. He's on the MARTA line, and his biggest problem is that there's people who are stinky in the bathroom, and he has a problem. We had another girl on the phone. She hung up, too. She may have actually quit during the phone call.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? What happened? Did she say?
She was actually at work now, and she was having an issue with her boss. Hmm. So it doesn't really count, I don't think, if it's, you know, you can't say, well, if my boss is mean to me today, because, you know, technically, it's kind of their job.
They're allowed to be.
But I think it's like Jen said earlier, you in your mind, you're already ready to go.
Yes.
So you're just finding reasons. So if your boss is mean to you today, well, he just may or she just may be themselves. But today's the day that, you know what, I can't take this anymore.
It's like the person whose relationship ended because their boyfriend parked too close to him in the garage.
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about?
That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
It's been building up for, 10 months now, mm-hmm. 10 weeks now, and there's one thing, and that's it. Game over.
Are we going to talk about this Jacksonville DJ?
Oh, yeah. We might as well talk about it right now.
Can we talk about it now?
Yeah. Do you have the audio?
Yeah. I've got it right here. This guy.
Speaking of quitting.
This is a DJ on the radio in Jacksonville, and he learned that he was about to get fired before he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and no. So this is his on-air break in Jacksonville.
All right. A few minutes ago, I was letting in on a little bit of information that I'm assuming was supposed to be secret, but I was told that I'm going to be let go on Friday after my show, and I have since then I confirmed it. And you know what? I've decided to just say screw it and give the big middle finger to upper management instead of giving them the opportunity. So first, I want to say thank you to you for making the last 4+ years of my life great here in Jacksonville and on Rock 105. I couldn't think of anywhere better to work here in Jacksonville.
Here
I'm glad I got to work here during some great times.
Here it comes.
And during some not so great times. And again, thank you, upper management, for the not so great times. But in the end, I would not trade any of it for the world. And I'm grateful we spent the time together. Now, Don Davis and Rob Barr and Jake and the rest of my family here that makes things happen on the air. You guys are the greatest, and I wish nothing but the best for all of you. Now, on to the problem. There is nothing worse than managers that think that radio people are like commodities to be used up and thrown away with. They're no longer valuable to the shareholders, which, by the way, I've been working at. I've been working without a contract. In good faith for the past few months in the hope that something would work out for me and I'd be able to work out something that would benefit both Cox Radio and my family. But obviously, that wasn't a priority. Now, I find out there's another deal in the works with somebody else and they're only minutes away from handing me my walking papers. Well, here's your 15-second notice. Kiss my ass. Cox Radio Jacksonville, and especially you, Bill Hendrick, and David Israel. You two empty suits will be lucky if this is the only time this happens to you, and it's going to be a bright day in Jacksonville when your desks are emptied and radio is free of you. Now, this shows you how much they're paying attention, by the way, because they should have been in here by now, and if they were really listening to the radio stations and knew what was going on. So thanks for nothing. Rotten hell, Cox Radio. I am gone.
Hey.
Bitter.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Bitter.
But, you know, but there's so many people, like so many people right now go, man, I wish I had the courage to do that. Because I was about to say before we played that, I have wanted to witness somebody making the dramatic
exit.
The
meltdown?
Yes. I've never seen the dramatic exit.
Yeah.
You know, where they just, like that.
I will say his isn't as good as Ineta's.
Yeah, Ineta the mood setter really set the bar high.
She set the bar for quitting on the air.
I quit this bitch.
But he threw names out there.
Yeah, what's that?
He threw some.
Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah, I've got Ineta.
Yeah, let's hear a little.
Right,
let's call Ineta.
This is,
by the way,
2006 quitting on the air, which I'm sorry, but kicks that Jacksonville guy's butt.
And this, for example, these are two examples, by the way, just so you know, of radio, when you hear radio personalities on the air one day and then not the next day.
Mm-hmm.
This is why letting radio personalities go is generally a secret.
I love this one.
The big station 93 BLX. It is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Ineta the Move Set. And I told you I had a very important announcement. And here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder. People lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it.
No,
I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified, and after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Arnetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.